Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash, and it is First Responders Day, which is very exciting because you can leave a nice message up on our Facebook page. We've got a little post there that you can pop all your well wishes there because it's so nice to be able to congratulate these guys on an amazing job that they do.
Indeed. And we have one of the superstars on the phone right now. I say superstar, he is a copper. His name is Craig. He joins us right now. Hello, mate.
Morning, Sam. How are you, mate?
Yeah, real good. And thank you for coming on board. It's one of those things. First Responders Day is something that I don't know that we've celebrated in the past. And if it's a new day, it's a bloody good one. But as a first responder, do you feel the community are behind you?
Oh, look, mate, I've got to be honest. I think, mate, the majority of the community are behind us. I think that they know the tough job that we do across the board, whether it's police, ambulance and fire. And, you know, I think the greater community are a huge support of our emergency services.
Yeah. Craig, can you tell us, has there been an instance in the last, or in, during your career, where you thought, you know what, I don't think I'm going home today?
Mate, there has. There's been a few of those. I wouldn't lie, and I know there's probably many of us in the same boat where we sort of go to jobs and, you know, it's one of those things, and that when you take on that sort of role, that sort of career path, you sort of worry about, you know, what the potential is of you getting home to your family, that sort of stuff after a shift. And there is a few jobs that do certainly raise the hairs on the back of your neck, but I think that's just part of what we do and part of what we took on as people in those roles. And it's just, you know, something that we want to do is to support the community and protect the community. And when you take that role on, you just got to go with it, I guess.
How do you take the fear out of it? Because for me, like if from an outsider looking in, I would be absolutely petrified of the things that you guys do to look after a community. Like the lengths that you go, like Sam said, the sacrifices that you guys have got to make as well. How do you kind of get past that?
Oh, look, I think it just becomes a situation where you just know that you're it. You know, there's no one else coming. It's basically unless you go forward and do your job. You know, you can't sort of, when things get a little bit hairy and scary out there, you can't sort of call time out and think, okay, that's all right, we'll come back and do this tomorrow and try again.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got to basically go forward and do your job, and that's the difference between the people who do those jobs and people who don't, I guess. I think, you know, it's just one of those things where you take on that role, you know what's involved, you know what you've got to do, and, you know, you've just got to go forward and do it.
And right there is the difference. Right there is the point and the reason why we have the day to celebrate you guys, because not everyone's built like that. Not everyone's got the capability or the skills, the intestinal fortitude or the grit to be able to cope with that as a job, you know. And I think, mate, when it comes down to it, that's why we are so lucky to have people like you in our community, because you can talk about that, but no one else is. There's not too many bakers going to work this morning going, geez, I hope I can go home today. I hope I don't get stuck in the oven, yeah. You know. No one's really having those kind of thoughts, you know. As radio announcers, one of you going, geez, I hope this cord doesn't get caught around my throat.
Jeez.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, no, we're not fearful for our jobs. I am a little bit working with you, Ash.
Oh,
but I mean,
please.
But apart from that, essentially, the police, the fireys, the ambos, they're putting themselves out there every day with a possibility that this could be their day.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, the Surf Life Savers, and Lawsy, I know this has a special place in your heart as well, those guys who are out there being lifeguards, saving people's lives on the beaches, you know, they're out and about doing their bit too.
Oh, look, 100%, and it's quite interesting to know that, the you know, through my experience in life-saving stuff, the amount of people involved in emergency services who also extend themselves into volunteer life-saving and the lifeguard community as well, it's just something that's in their DNA. Mm. It's something that they're built that way. It's just the way they, you know, they want to do things for their community. It's just, yeah, it's just part of them, I guess.
Well, mate, thank you so much for your time. We know you've just finished a big shift, so go and get some sleep. And obviously, in preparation for the next time, you may need a first responder, which will be when, well, basically the Blues get absolutely hammered tonight. that's going to be an emergency for you, mate, I'm afraid, isn't it?
Surely you jest.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They'll need life support, my friend.
Oh, jeez. Hey, Lawsy, thanks so much, and all the best well for tonight.
Pleasure, you guys, and thanks very much for your support. We know you guys are massive supporters of emergency services across the board. You guys rock. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. And what's your prediction for tonight on the scoreboard?
Blues by four.
Ah.
Have a good one, legend.
See you, team.